And how wet does the end have to get? Tefech amnasatfich means you touch it, your hand gets wet. Now if your hand touches something else, the other thing would also get wet from it. That's the shear of tefech amnasatfich. So Rabbi Yossi holds you need that much. Zarakam holds no, abiyah gets wet, your hand. Even though it's not wet enough to touch something else, that's awesome. Shashar tefech amnasatfich ibnayim, tanakama boy amnasatfich. But Tanakam holds has to be so wet still that you have to touch your hand and touch something else to make that wet. If you touch it, you'll be wet. That's alone enough time. And who we hold? Right. I mean, we hold these sheets here. Totally into tefech, though. It's on the ground and it's dried up. If you touch it, you won't get wet from it. Then it's mutter to say Krishma in front of it. Right. The Mishnah said, Yorad litvoil and yocholal. That he was a balkari. And he went out to the table in the morning, and now it came Hanetachama, so he wanted to say Krishma Banetachama. So he says, if you could get out of the mikveh and get dressed before Netachama and then say Krishma, do it. If not, say Krishma in the mikveh. So that's Gemara, Lechura, Lema, Tana, Stomach, Reb Lezer. Lechura, Saraya, that Stomach, Lechura, Saraya, that Reb Lezer, that Tana holds, Stomach, Reb Lezer. The Yomar, Ad Hanetachama. The Lezer sheet the word, how long does man Krishma go in the morning? Only until Netachama. So that's why this person was makbid to say krishma b'netachama. So the Gemara, no, afilu temi Rabbi Yeshua, avad la lofi pasma ki Yeshua, you could say krishma in the morning the first 3 hours of the day. Now why was he so makbid to say krishma dafka b'zman, netachama sunrise, v'dum kivasikin, this person is always knowing kivasikin. Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, v'sikin, these people that are mechadat love to do mitzvahs, they're how you goyim rim oiso im ha-netachama. They used to say Krishna right before Netachama, today that they could say Shmonesu at the beginning of Netachama. That was the meaning of the Sikkim. So the Mishnah is talking about the Balkari that always daven Kiva Sikkim. So Melo the sheet there is, if he could say Krishna in the mikveh, if he could get up and get dressed, let him do that. If not, let him say Krishna there in the mikveh. Trashi, Lei Matana Stomach Reb Lezer, Vahalocha Kamaisai. It's a Stam Mishnah, we should pass like Reb Lezer also then. And for more attempts, no. Avad El Ikara, didn't we hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you have 3 hours to say Krishna. You hear some adumal of a sikin come from Asnitzin, and my name is Tacham, I will kula yama shalashois. There are little kashas here, because the whole yisayt of a sikin is to say Krishna right before Nate, because they have to be able to daven after Nate. But this is about Kerry, who's in the mikvah, and just says he should say Krishna there. Doesn't say he should daven there also. That'll be a chiddush to say he could daven there. Chura, I don't know if he could daven there in the mikvah. So some sheet is being written here that the din of a sikin is the din is man krishma also. There's a mechil de gadin to say krishma at that time also, even without davening afterwards. But if you learn though, in of a sikin, ikir is to daven shmonesre right after nates. So merely you have to say krishma right before in order to be some agulah tefillah, but it's not alzman krishma, it's alzman tefillah, agulah lakashi. So then a chidish maybe did daven shmonesre in the mikvah. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah only says that he said krishma then. Right. V'yimla, let's say there's not enough time for him to get dressed, so he's allowed to say Krishma in the mikveh itself. V'yimla, v'yitchase b'mayim v'yikul, let him cover himself in the water, even though he's not dressed. And he can say, for the Gemara Eshin v'arei libo royas erva, why do I care if his body is in the water, but so his head is outside the water. So the water is like one rishus, and your head outside, so your head doesn't see the erva, called your head is like mechusa. But your lave sees the erva. Like your lave and the erva is in the same muck and they're both in the same water. And the Havim meaning was it's clear water, so you can see through. So it's such an Indian that your lave should not see your erva either. Omer Reb Loza v'temer of Acha bar-ad bar-abba bar-acha mishum rabbeinu p'maya makur mishonu. Talking about the water was a little dirty. Dummy. The dummy karyas mikta. Shelo yirali bosa yavosa. So since it's a little bit dirty, it blinds as if it's full of ground. So if you put your body into ground, Trita is not called Liba Roya Servi, that's called Mechusa.
About a woman going to make the bracha?
They have no din Liba Roya Servi by Nisha. About to have breast on top, there's no din. It's only by a man that his lave should not see his erva. By Nisha, you don't have that halacha. Nisha just enough that an erva has to be Mechusa. So that's enough. If a body is in the water and the head is on top, that's called Mechusa. The head is outside like a different Mishus, that would be all right. The only more kasher here is that your leg, your body is in the water also. So your body and the erva is in the same makam, and it's not dirty water they can see through. The Rosh Hashanah said, the Rav Sukkim that says, gives a lashon riyah liba raya a psukim with that the leif could also see. That's why Chazal mashpa sonim derabbanan here. Chazal mashpa that your leif also should not be able to see erva. So if your leif and erva in the same makom, you shouldn't say krishma. That's why the same thing if you're under a blanket, you're not wearing anything, you're under a blanket just. So even though your head is outside the blanket, your head doesn't see the erva, but since your leif and the erva has no hefsek between them, you soon say krishma. Because your liboy royas erva. The Torah says here, Pirish Ri, you depart with Gemara Haki, b'pshitus, mashma liboy royas erva osa. Mashma, that's why we paskin. And before we have a machlekes, if it's osa or not. See, now here it's a stomach, Gemara, that's why we paskin. That's why we hold aloha. The Torah says, Rabbeinu Shmid, Rabbeinu Apostik Tanakama, the royas erva muta. He wants to ask, not like that. The Maestro, we're supposed to be machmir, that our leiv should not see the erva. But if you're wearing on the pants, there's no problem then. On the pants, maybe the leiv can't see it. The only question, we're not wearing anything. Right. Rashi ver liba v'harei, liba reyes erva, kasat v'taytuch, kol erva, any part of your body, shein dark kuliris es erva, v'royo isa b'shasha kerim, v'teira, kerina v'evlo yiroa v'chereva zdova. The Torah says, well, you ruach, should not be seen by you, the erva. Who should not see it? Any part of your body should not see the erva either. That's the Havimina. Son of Rabboni, Mayim Salugim, let's say it's clear water. Yoshev Behen at Savora, you could sit in there until your neck. The Torah, you're allowed to say Krishna. So, the Torah, this sheet holds, there's no issue if your lame sees the erva. Your head is outside the water. So even though if you look down into the water, you can see the erva, but you're not looking down, you're looking up front. So that's enough of the kisei. Since the water is like one rishus, and he had another rishus, it's called the erva is mechutza. The yeshem, the other sheet, also no oichem baragla. It's only mutter if you dirty the water, like kick with your feet to make the water a little bit dirty. What's the machlekes? The mar v'tanakama rei liba royas erva. If the water was clear, so your lave can see the erva. And the Gemara Tanakamos Kisava Liberoyas Erva Mutis. He holds no. Even though your left can see it, there's no Issa. The Issa only is if the Erva if your eyes see your Erva. But here that the Erva is in the water and you're outside the water, different Rishus, it's Mutis. For the Gemara Nukasha. For a Akvai Royas Erva.
Jack Levine.
Yeah. For a Akvai Ikvai Royas Erva. A Nukasha now. His heel is seeing the erva. Since the Rashi learned before, the Havamina is now that no part of the body is allowed to see the erva. But in Markasha, your ikav, your heel is seeing the erva. And the Gemara Kisav is Tanol Vaito. At ikvai royas erva muta. No, your heels are allowed to see the erva. In the same way he holds that your leg can see the erva, or then he holds the ikav could also see the erva. Now itma. Ikvai royas erva muta. We pass the right, even though we hold that your lave should not see the erva, but your akev, your heel, that's allowed to see the erva. But shenkein nogeya, what's the loch of your akev, your heel is touching the erva? It's touching your gid, touching the erva. Habaya Ramar Osir, it's just to say Krishna of your heels is touching your erva. Rava Ramar Muta, Rava holds this Muta. And Rav Zvid, Makula, Lahoshmaita, he learned like this. Hochi. Rav Chinana Brei the Rav Ika Masni Lahochi. If he learned that way, and now Rav Chinana Brei the Rav Ika Masni Lahochi, the what? Nogeya Divri Hakolosim. If your Ekev is touching the Erva, touching the Gid, then everybody is awesome. Roya, what about the just the Ekev is seeing the Erva? What's the Lacham? Abaye Rama Oser, Rav Rama Mutu. Why? Lanit Nuter Lamalachi Asheris. Torah wasn't given to Malachi Asheris. There's Malachi Asheris, they have no erva at all. So Malachi Asheris, like, for them, they could watch themselves never see the erva. But the Neyodim, we that have erva, it's not shy to say, you have to be so makba that no part of your body can see the erva. So that's a Svara, even though you heal, see the erva, that's muta. For the Mar, what's the Hilkasa? Nageya Oser, Roya Muta. The Hilkasa is that if you heal, is touching your gid, touching the erva, it's also to say Krishma then. Mashenka, if it just sees the erva, then it's muta. So the Maestro, we hold the Ikar Isra is just that your liba, your lave, should not see the erva. That's the only chumrah. So Chapanaf Kumina, let's say you're in the water, and you're in the water only till the waist. It's clear water, but you have your waist up is out of the water. So I'll be muta, say Krishma. But since your waist is out of the water, it's called, it's in different Rishus. So the erva is like covered by water, and you're on top, it's mutter. eye, your ache of your heel is in the water that could see the erva, we pass in that mutter. The only thing you can't see the erva is either with your eyes or else your legs. It's a new thing, my first mistake, was you're up sukim that says that liba roya, your leg sees. Mashen came touching it, that's awesome. So Toy says, why is it awesome? He says, the hilkos so nageya ikvai awesome, the time of the gazrina nageya ikvai shem yiga biyodim. Think of Xavier's magic, you can't touch it with your hands. And if you touch your Ava with your hands, that will bring the hero, you start thinking about things, then you cannot come on with the Krishna. So Nikaradin, if your Akev touches the Ava, there's nothing wrong with it. Just the Rabbanim made Xavier, it shouldn't be touching it. Now the Shalom first one, what about your thighs? What about your side? If your side touched the Ava also or not? Well, some of us say it's alright. Some of us say that if it touches the base sin, that's also alright. But the Ikar is the Gid, it shouldn't be touching. But usually don't have, usually doesn't touch them. So the shawls about wearing underpants, tight underpants, not on the night underpants, but there are swords both ways. Some people say it's better, some say it's not better. But Mikra didn't know, somewhat not normal though, that's normal, that's normal. We're saying something not normal to put your heel touching your razor, that's awesome with your abundance, it's like zero, maybe you come to touch it with your hands. Saita. Oh my rover. So you have a shoshis muta likras kriyishma kenegdai. You have soy in front of you, and you have a glass cover. So even though you can see through it's muta say kriyishma. Mashen ken erva. If you have an erva there, even isha or a man, his erva is uncovered in front of you. Ba shoshis also likras kriyishma kenegdai. Even though it's covered up, you have a glass dividing you and this other man. You see his erva, you can't say kriyishma in front of him. Why? So you have a shoshis muta. So you if it's covered up with glass. Even though you could see it, it's mutter. Likras kriyishma kenegdai. Why? Did soya v'kiso tal yinusa. V'hom is chasid. Torah says v'chifiso. Torah says go outside and cover it up. A covering means any covering. So even if it's covering with glass, it's called that soya was covered up. You let us say kriyishma in front of it. This is providing though that there's no reich ra. You don't smell anything bad. We have before soya, even though it doesn't smell bad, in front of the soya within Dal Dama, should now let us say kriyishma. But if it's covered up in a glass thing, it'll be mutter.
Smell about my dalamas.
What?
In between the dalamas.
What?
Say
it. Yeah, if it's covered up, even between the dalamas. Avi, there's no reich. There's no reich that doesn't smell. Mama's right in front of it. Avi is covered up. Torah says the chisisa. That's enough. Mashenkin erva. If you have an erva in front of you, be ashoshes also. Even though there's a glass thing covering it up, still it's also likras kriyishma kenegdai. Why? The pasuk says, "V'lo yiroa b'chervas dava." You should not see the erva amar rachmana. V'okam eschazi. Since you can see through the glass, that's called you can see it. That's awesome.
Is there erva derabana or deraisa?
And either one, both. Trashi. Trashi for le'nit muteru le'malchiyash abu. The Torah wasn't given to Malachim, they don't have any erva. But Mashenken, we, Akochen, yes, don't have an erva. We, B'nai Yodim, do have an erva. You're telling me there's an Issa. You can't say Krishna when your heel is just seeing your erva, it's come out not shy to do it. So that is in Surah, third announcement. The Ashoshis, Rosh Hashanah, the Ashoshis is Lutri Balaz Kleima. Mechitza Sechuchis, either you have a glass covering, a cloth duck, a very thin cloth, mastic being tied in yours. You can see through it. It's a big human rushing. Even like you see through it. Well, the cloth. The cloth usually means a piece of parchment. I'm saying it's very thin and you can see through it. Even that, still also by an erva. So why so you that Rashi because he says how you know so? The Chassid says so your secretary says. And it's covered up. Rashi can erva is lo yirovach erva is dovah, so that's mutter. That's the Kurdish Shalom say about stockings. The only more we had before was Shaykh the Erva is called it, Shaykh the Isha is called an Erva. The Shalom really what is called the Shaykh. Mishabur, he's Makelin says the Shaykh is called the thigh until the knees. Till the knees is called an Erva. Below the knees is not called an Erva. Other Mepharshim learn no, it really is called an Erva by an Isha till the ankle is called an Erva. The Shalom, if they're wearing stockings though, then some people say you're allowed to say Krishna in front of them. Because stocking is called, it's called you don't see the erva anymore. So the shal exactly is a question about how transparent it is that you don't see the leg. So some people still say it's supposed to be a thick stocking. I mean, no, you don't have to, but if you want to say Krishna in front of them and look at their feet, they should be wearing thick stockings that you can't see it. Mashenka, some of us, some say no, that even a normal stocking doesn't mamish transparent, doesn't have holes there. doesn't have holes, there are small stockings, also some say that's cold, it's covered up, that you can't see it. And you don't see exactly the skin. That's enough to give it a shame that you don't see the thing. Right. Omer Abaye. Soya kol shehu nevatla baroy. Let's say you have a little soya in front of you, and you want to say Krishna, you'll just spit on it. Levatla baroy, you just put spit on top of it, so push it out kisui. The spit is covering up the soya, so if it kisses, it's mutter. Omer Rova, uberoy over means stick, or spit, that you don't see the soya. It's talking about a small amount, kol shehu. Rashi before kol shehu rashi mark. Baroy. If you cover it up with your spit, so that's the locha. If soy is covered up, it's mutter to say Krishna in front of it, providing there's no smell. Omar Rava, soya beguma. Let's say there's soy in a hole in front of you. Maniach sandlo yomeva kare Krishna. All you got to do is put your foot on top of it, so it's cold, covered up now. You got to say Krishna. Boyi mar breda ravina, soya devuke de sandalo yomau. Let's say you put your foot on top of this hole, but the tzoya is mamash to the top of the hole. And now your foot is touching the tzoya. My, what's the law of the take a vice by Sophie. But here it's worse, they say, because the sandal, since you're wearing it, it's like buckled to the goof. So as if your goof is touching the tzoya. And now we had a machaitis before, and we possibly should be machmed here, that if your hand is touching the tzoya, then you sin say Krishna. The other side is no, the shoe is not part of your goof. And the shoe then is covering it up, and your goof now is on top. But that's to say, if you want to take off your shoe and leave your shoe on top, then about you can say Krishna. Because the shoe is like covering up the tzoya, and now you can say Krishna there. Here we're telling you, Shaila, calls them on you wearing the shoe is like buckles of the goof. So it's obliged like the goof is touching the tzoya now. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Akum, Orim, Osimikos, Krishna, Kenegli. Whether a man or a lady, you have a goy, and the same Krishna in front of them, you can't say. Because the Gemara Mai, you react to him, what's the Chiddush of a Nakam Agoy? How feel you saw Nami Chita? How feel you swell? The air, but you know what I say, Krishna, in front of an air.
Swarsa Pshitle, the Yosef, a short sauce. Elvin must have like this rather. Akum Mitzvah, it's a Chiddush to say that by a Goy, in front of their ever a sauce. Because otherwise, Mazatem, I would have thought to say, Herlik Sibu synthesis by the Goyim. Ashe Besach Hamurim Besorum. Hey, I would have thought to say, Kechamor Biyamu, something like a donkey. And there's no Is Ervo. Kamashba no, Dino Nami Ikru Ervo. Then even by a Goy, his Ervo, her Ervo is called an Ervo. The Siddur Pasuk says, the Ervo Saviyim Lero.
So it's called an Ervo. The Chiddush, Sibu Neuch, Neuch, didn't have a Shem Yisrael yet. The Shiloh by the Ovis of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, if they had a Shem Yisrael or not. Why is the treat Moich didn't have a shame ever yet? Didn't have a shame Yisrael yet. She asked the Rabbon of the Kisrael. Here's why I said Tal Diraisa. This one, my voice more than Tal Diraisa. So here you have to know, here is there by an Ish, what about by a man? By a man there's no hero. That's if you have another man not dressed in front, you can't say Krishna, but not Al Tira there. That's the Bim Diraisa. And in front of an Erev, now let's say Krishna. What about if you have another lady? Right, there will be a lady there, can't there be us in the Rabbanan Al Tira. But if the Goy is a man, so a hero there wouldn't be. So the Havmi, you would be allowed to stand in front of a Goy. To Mashpa, no, a Goy's Erev is called an Erev. For Lo Yitzchas said, Mishnah says, then, when you're inside the mikvah, that you have to cover yourself, Lo Yitzchas, the Mayim Roim, not with dirty water, Lo Yitzchas, Mishra, not with water from the flax. And then it says, Achitel Teuchen Mayim, so you put water inside it. For the more of a kama mayu rami biyozla, how much water are you going to put into this? Because the whole mikvah is made out of mei mishra from flax, water that's been soaked with flax, or else the mayim haroyim, how is it up putting in water? The whole thing is already dirty water. Elohi koma, lo yitzchas lo be mayim haroyim. So the water is pashtumki, means smell, bad water. So pshit, you can't say Krishna there. V'loi be mei hamishra. Who are then if you have flax in the water, you can't say Krishna either there, because it smells very bad. Chlau. That you can't say Krishna at all. No mei raglayim, lu yitzui the samei raglayim, in this mikvah now, in this whatever you are in, then achit l'teuchin mayim. Then it's enough to put water inside the mei raglayim v'yikra. Then you're allowed to say Krishna. Like we have, his mei raglayim by itself is not masriach. His midiraisi, you're allowed to say Krishna in front of the mei raglayim. It's only midirabonin. So Rabbonin gave the kulu, but soon see if you put a revius water into the mei raglayim, you're allowed to say Krishna. You'll have a bowl in front of it, a kid made meraglayim in. If you put the revius of water into it, you're allowed to say Krishna. So Rabbanan, kama yitlo teichin mayim? How much water do you have to put in to make it mutter? Kolshu. Tanakam holds even a little bit water, it's mutter to say kriyashma in front of it. We have zakoyam revias. That's where we hold. You have to put a revias of water into the meraglayim. Omer Rav Nachman machlekes. Where's the machlekes lipsoi? Only first you put the meraglayim into this jar. Now, how much water do you have to add into it to make it mutter? Abu betchila means that first you had water in the jar and then you made meraglayim inside it. Then everybody holds a filu kol shein is mutter. We have Yosef Amano machlekes lekatchila. The machlekes, if you need a revias or a little bit, that's not can't. Only where first you had the water lekatchila. It's on a comma that's makeable, is only makeable. First you add a little water, then you put meraglayim in. Avol of say, but where first you put meraglayim into the jar. Now you want to add water into it to make it mutter, then divri haka revias. Everybody else, you have to have revias. So Omalei Rav Yosef Lishmai, he told the Shamish, Aitli reviyosa demayik Rav Zakoyim. He had meraglayim in front of him, so he wanted him of Akmet to say Krishna. He told the Shamish, bring me revias water. Halacha, we hold that even metchila, I mean, if you want to first put water into the jar, so even if you make now, it should be mutter, you have to first put at least revias water in there, then no matter how much you make into it, even if you make more than revias into it, still it's mutter. And as far as there's only midirabon in the yisr, really meraglayim midirais, it's mutter. So Rabbanan gave this kula, if he added revias water, it's mutter to say Krishna in front of it. Tana Rabbanan, kurav sharei. What's the loch of the bowl that you make into? Sharei means use the bowl, that a bowl mucus for waste. The ovet shemeraglayim. Now the bowl for kli cheres, earthly keli, that was miyuchet to make into, is also licorice kriyashma kenegdon. The alpha pi shein dem klum. Even though now it's washed out, there's nothing inside it, it has a din soya to it, and it's issim derived to the same kriyashma in front of it.
Even though there's no reach?
Even though there's no reach either. We'll soon see about our bowls, we'll soon talk about. Umeraglayim atzmon. What about the meraglayim itself? They're not shiyat lo teichin mayim. It's enough just that we have before put water into the meraglayim, it becomes mutter. The kam yit lo teichin mayim kol shas tanakama, they're zakoyam revias. You have to put a revias into it. Now, bein lefneha mito, u bein liyachra mito. Whether the meraglayim is in front of the mito, whether it's in back of the mito, still you need the shiur to put water into it. You have a shimra gamli alaymer? No. Liyachra ha mito kareya. If it's in back of the mita, poshta means the mita like a mechitza that's mafsik between you and the meraglayim, so you can say Krishna right away. But shenken lefneya mita, if the meraglayim is in front of the mita, then ain't a kareya, you can't say Krishna, because the meraglayim is in front of you. And lamarachachu ala arba amas, you have to go away arba amas, that's with the rabbonin, that meraglayim has been like so, you have to walk away dal amas, for kareya. Then you can say Krishna. We have Shimon ben Elazar right now. Afilu bayis meya ama. Even if the house is 100 amas wide, long, lo yikara, you can't say Krishma there. Atchi yotziyam, until you take the meraglayim out, or yishenicham tachas amita, unless you put it underneath the mita. What it means? Then the mita is like a kisui. You're covering up the meraglayim. Then it's mutter. But he holds kol zaman. You didn't cover up the meraglayim. So since the whole bias is kadal damas dummy, it doesn't help you to walk away dal damas from the tsoyon or from the meraglayim. You have to go out of the room. We don't hold the kish. We don't machlo the shimon losa. We hold it's not that you go away dal damas from the tsoyon or from the meraglayim. Iboyelu, heichi kama. How did he say? Achar hamita. What's this mila of before the mita and after the mita? Talking about you have tsoyon there. So the difference if it's in back of the mita or in front of the mita. So the more hechid comma, achar hamita, if the meraglayim is in back of the mita, then kareya miyad, you'll have to say Krishna right away. And the svar is that the mita is the mechitza. So it's like a kisa, it's covered up, you can't see it. Lufnei hamita, mashenka, the meraglayim is in front of the mita, so you're right in front of the meraglayim, then the locher is marcha gabamas for kareya. You have to go away dal damas, and then you can first say Krishna. Oiduma, no, maybe meant to say like this. Chokikoma, liyachar hamito. If the meraglayim is in back of the mito, still machir daladamas v'kareya. Still, you have to go a daladamas. As we don't consider the mito as if it's a mechitza. It's not a good mechitza. So even though you have a mito between you and the meraglayim, still you have to be machir daladamas. Vashenken lefnei hamito. Let's say the meraglayim is in front of the mito, ain't a kareya klal. Then you can't say it at all. That's the sasi. Is does the mita help to give it a shein mechitza or not? Yotoshima, Titania. We have Shimon ben Elazar Oimer. Achar Hamita. If the Nei Raglaim is in back of the Mita, Kareya Miyad. And how's the Shem Mechitza the Mita? And then you're allowed to say Krishna right away. You don't have to go away, Dalabamas. If the Nei Raglaim is in front of the Mita, then Machagal Abrahamas. Then you have to go away, Dalabamas. But it's enough to go away, Dalabamas. If you have Shimon ben Gamliel in there, no, it's not enough to go away, Dalabamas, since you're in the same room. He holds Afilu Bayis Meyam, even though the house is 100 amas long, lo yikorot, still you can't say Kirishma there. Atcha you see him, until you take the Meraglayim out of the room, oy shenichem tachas amita, or else you put it under the mita, that then it's called like a kisli, it's called covered up. And, because his shaita is that the whole Bayis is like Daldamas. But we're not machmal like that, we hold, as long as you go away, Daldamas is alright. So the Gemara boyin ishtalon, good, you miyashiv the halacha. And the halacha is, the mita is called the mechitza. If the meraglayim is in back of the mita, you're allowed to say krishma. If it's in front of the mita, you can't say krishma. And the mastis and kashi adodi, according to Stira, the man the yomrim, with mahapach, the shittis. And the gemara epach, first epach basreis, and the chnami, change around the shittis. Change around the shum ben alaz and the tanakama. But the gemara of my chazis, why you look at the afkas basreis, to change around the second braisa, epach kamaisa, let's change around the first braisa. It's the stira who said the locha that the machak dal damas is enough. First we had a b'shem b'shem and aloza, but now having b'shem and tanakama. So it's the stira which one said what. So we're saying the second braisa is wrong. But the gemara mechit taste, maybe the first braisa is wrong. And the gemara no. Man shamad lay, where else do we see such a swarm like that? The Oma Kulya Bayas Karba Amas Dami. Where else do we see such a swara that the whole house, no matter how big it is, it's always considered like Dal Damas? It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and that's Rabbi Shimon ben Shita. So Mela, it's Mestabo to say the first Bryce was right, but the first Bryce was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was the one that said, Afilu Bayas Meya Amas is also. So Mela, it's Mestabo to say the second one is a Shibush. But the first one is right, because that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's Shita. That the whole Bayas is Karba Amas Dami. To Rashi, Geref the Ovid to Rashi, Shneyem Kli Cheres, they're both earthly kelim heim. El Shoreya, what you make waste in Kori Geref, the Shomera Glam, what you make Maglayim Kori Ovid. Is thus Litvus Krishna Benegdem Hoylum Yuchodim Lekach. Afal Fi Shem Betechen Klum. Even though there's nothing there, you can't say Krishna in front of it. Omer Maglayim Atzmon Beklish Enem Yuchlim. If you're not Maglayim, Stam and Kli, Stam Yuch, it's not an Ovid. Is bein lefnei amita shein hamita masekes bein ola beinoi bein liyachar amita shemita masekes bein emagos. That's kind of common. Yol, the mita is not enough. Oy shenichem takas amita gafinim loy gafinim klim shekli. Takas amita kilu hoyo tumunim boris. If it's under the bed, then the bed is like covering up, so it's called covered up. Heichi kam reshim gamliel. In the more boy nishtolon, shalaseinu nefar shalo, bechilik shebein lefnei amita liyachar amita. You say now the man the yomim pufaket man shamad leish Rashi lo yadati hechini. Rashi doesn't know where this man, where Shimon ben Elazar said his memory someplace else. Second to Santa, I don't know why he does it here, but Kivay Kigina Shas here brings down around 25 places in Shas where Rashi says lo yadati. Rashi says to show even Rashi Shamo, if you don't know, you don't know. Even Rashi can say lo yadati. He brings down here 25 places in Shas where Rashi says lo shalo yadati. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, Omer Rab Yosef, Voyim Minei Merafuna, Mita Pochus Mishloisha, if the meter is less than 3 Tvachim off the ground, then Pshitim Lidi Kolovet Domi. Then Avad is called like Kolovet, like a patch to the ground. So if you put this Meraglayim underneath the meter, since the meter is less than 3 Tvachim off the ground, it's considered like attached to the ground, that's called the good Kisi. It's called like the Meraglayim is covered up. But what about Shloisha Avor Kamisha Shisha Shiva Shmer Tisha? What about the bed is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Tvachim off the ground, and now you put the Meraglayim under that? Is that called like a Kisi or not? I don't know if that's called a Kisi or not. Asara, let's say the bed though is 10 Tvachim off the ground high, Rabbe Lami Boile, that's cheat or nothing. That's not called a Kisi. Strashi Asara Vagle Shalpin Meni, the Nere Kilu Eina Tachteho. Then it doesn't look like it's covered, like it's underneath it at all. Since the bed is 10 tvachim up off the ground, it's not called a kisa there. Omer Abaye that Abaye shaper avdis loy boyimach. You're very good that you didn't clear this shaila. What about 10 tvachim off the ground? Because kol aksar reshus achritihi. Once something is 10 tvachim higher, it's like a new reshus. So rather the bed is like in the air now. It's not covering up this of it. So pshit is not called covered up. Omar Rav Hilchasa Pachas Mishloisha Kolov Adami. If the bed is less than 3 tvachim, I mean less than 12 inches off the ground, and you put the meraglaim underneath the bed, so pshit that's called the kisui, it's called covered. Asura, if the bed is 10 tefachim high, reshus tachriti, it's another reshus, that doesn't help to cover the meraglayim. On the Mishlei Shad Asura, hainu the boy mene Rav Yosef mene Rav Huna, that's what Rav Yosef asked Rav Huna, but like Pashit Lein, he didn't answer him back, he blied by Sofik. So blied the Sofik. So when we're Sofik, it's no good. That what that the whole bayis is kara ba'amas domi, and it doesn't help to be machir dal damas. That's what we hold. Not like a shirim ben aloza. It's enough in a bayis. If you have meraglayim there, if you walk away dal damas and you don't look there, you look the other way, it's mutter to say krishma. But Allah is also calls the mind in front of you, looking at it, no matter how much in front that you're looking at it, you shouldn't say Krishna either. Rabbi, you're not looking, you turn to the side, if you're Mach, Dal Damis, you're allowed to say Krishna. For worrying, the smell doesn't, because there's no smell from it, you don't smell it. That was more before. If there is smell coming out, you have to go away Dal Damis from the Mokum where the smell stops. But Rabbi Achoyi, he asked the Glen, he was making a chas, he was marrying off his son. Bei Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matzah, that was Mechutin. His Eil Chuppah, he brought his son into the Chuppah. For having Mistayin also, they couldn't make the Chuppah there, something was going wrong. The moment they made the Chuppah, not like us, they used to make the Chuppah, right after the Chuppah, Hashem is out the Yichud room. They used to have a Yichud room, and they used to have a beer there, right away. They used to make a Kenyan beer. So having Mistayin also, they couldn't make the beer, something was going wrong, nothing was not in the same place. Also Basrid, and the father came in, Leuna, to see what's going wrong, what's stopping him from making the chuppah. His chod is Sefer Torah, he saw Sefer Torah with the mancha, was laying in the room. Omalhu, Icha Hashta, if not, I'm here right now, Icha Hashta, Leyasoin, Sakanta Labri, if not the fact that I was here, it's a kind of what happened to my son. Because you're not allowed to have Tashbash in front of the Sefer Torah. The Tanya, Bayish Yeshboy Sefer Torah, or it's filling, also the Shamishboy, now also Shamishboy Yasamita. You can't have Tashash Amita there. Actually, it's him until you take him out of the room. Or Shinichum Kli B'Tech Kli. Unless you put it to Kli, Tech Kli. You have to have one covering and another covering over it. Then it's Mutter. The same aloha by Swarm also. You have Swarm in the room, you should put a Kli to cover it up twice. Amar Abaya. Loishonuela B'Kli Shaina Kliin. That's only Kli, it's not Miyuchit to be its cover. I will bekli shuklin a cover of the book of the Sefer Miyuchet to be its cover. Afilu asara mani kechad mani domi. Even if you have 10 covers, it applies like one cover. And the second cover has to be something that's not Miyuchet for it. Emarovo galima a kamatria kechli v'kechli domi a kamatria kasha.